This is St. Louis Public Radio. Over the last couple of years, Mohammed Austin, whose stage name is Mastermind, has risen through the St. Louis music scene to become one of the dominant voices in the young hip-hop community. Tonight, he'll release a new album and headline a concert at Del Mar Hall. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports, Mastermind has been exceeding limitations for years.
Mohammed Austin's been turning his imagination into art since he was just a kid.
Molly Mula was a board game that me and my sister made. And realistically, because we didn't have no money just to be buying Monopoly and stuff like that, we made our own board game. And I feel like that goes back into the creativity of using what you got and creating what you want.
More than a decade later, Molly Mula's no longer a board game. It's the title of one of Austin's best-known songs.
Started from show money, traveled to globe money, then flipped it, Gabby Douglas, acrobat, black gold money.
The song's been streamed more than 20,000 times online. The music video was played on BET over the summer. It also appears on Austin's upcoming album, Cusp, which he'll release today. Using what you've got and creating what you want is basically Austin's
creative signature.
He writes, raps, engineers, and produces all his own music.
That creative process was like pretty much me using what I have to get the desired results that I want. You know, I don't have the best resources all in the world, you know what I'm saying? But like, I think that's what makes it. You know, the fact that a lack of resources is going to heighten your creativity.
He doesn't have top-of-the-line equipment or a world-class studio. In fact, he records most of his music in the basement of his parents' Spanish Lake home. He doesn't let a lack of high-end equipment hinder the creative process. He leans into it. This approach also informs his song's content. Molly Mula may sound like it's about making a ton of money.
Vocal this morning if it's in the check.
But the song's actually about self-reliance.
But I knew my worth since birth, I don't need no money.
If you missed that, Austin will repeat it without the music.
But I knew my worth since birth, you don't need no money.
For Austin, that do-it-yourself attitude is inspired by the tradition of self-reliance in the black community and being an artist in St. Louis.
We've always had to make sure we get it done. Those who have paved way and like carved through history, like they flexed their creativity and provided for their family. They provided and got the mission done.
One song describes growing up in Fairground Park near Natural Bridge Avenue.
Like going there and I talk about like my upbringing and how I grew up. Realistically, it's just as real as most folks you hear on the radio when they're like, oh my God, there's such a hard life and all that, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that's where I grew up. That's where I lived. That's where I was raised.
North side from the fairgrounds, I was raised at. Yeah, yeah. Cousin posted at the court, ain't talking where they play catch. Yeah, yeah. The same spot a brother played that some got sprayed at.
Some tracks are more conceptual, including one that recalls a friend's suicide, a veteran who struggled with PTSD.
Should I polish a nine or pray for a new silver line? It's all in your mind, it's all in your mind. Been a blur for so long.
The song encourages people to trust themselves and hit the ground running, even after a long, hard fall. A message Austin says informs his own approach to making music.
In my eyes, I feel like if you are a musician, if you are somebody, like, you have a power there and you need to use it wisely. You have to accept responsibility that you need to use the art as a platform or you are going to, like, influence and damage people.
Austin will bring his new album and this approach to music making to the Del Mar Hall tonight. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.